Efforts to overhaul Florida's assisted living industry began 2 years ago on the heels of a Miami Herald investigation, which found rampant fraud and elder abuse in that region's facilities with very little state oversight. Since then, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration has cracked down on so-called ALFs, levying fines and even closing some down. But at the same time, the Florida legislature could not pass a bill on the issue. Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel, the sponsor of this year's proposal, blames the Florida House.
Twice now, the House has failed to make ALF reform a priority. In conjunction, the Senate has passed common sense legislation only to not have a dance partner in the House that agrees.
During a committee hearing on the issue Tuesday, Sobel questioned agency officials about how to make this year's ALF bill stronger. That could include starting a rating system similar to the one in place for nursing homes. But in the past, the assisted living industry has lobbied hard to kill bills that have called for increased regulation. Lobbyist Peggy Rigsby with the Florida Healthcare Association told the committee she has problems with the Senate bill.
We feel we don't need additional regulation, but we need to enforce the regulations that exist now and make sure that the resident is the focus of what we do.
A more recent report out of South Florida has put the spotlight on ALFs operating illegally. Those unlicensed facilities tend to masquerade as shelters or rooming homes. Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes says that kind of activity, especially when problems arise, give the rest of the elder care industry a bad reputation.
Don't treat them with kid gloves, but treat them with a hammer. Because these people, number one, are violating the law by not having a license. Number two, we have documentation of some absolutely horrific care, horrific treatment of people under their, unfortunately, it seems like captivity is the best way to describe some of these horrible scenes.
Hayes and fellow Inverness Republican Senator Charlie Dean both suggest criminal penalties for unlicensed assisted living facilities, although that's not in the bill the Senate Children and Families Committee passed Tuesday. The approval of the bill begins a months-long journey complete with more public hearings. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.